KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of light snow and a high of 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Again, a reminder for you, Atlantic and Griswold Community Schools will be starting 2 hours late today. Also, there are no morning classes for Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA. No morning preschool for Atlantic Little Labs, and Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. Also, there are no morning fitness classes at the Nishna Valley YMCA here in Atlantic. In the news, the Creston Police Department reports this morning two men were arrested on Valentine's Day. 24-year-old Jacob Allen Shin of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Shin was released on a promise to appear in court. And 42-year-old Sean Jason Parmenter of Creston was arrested at his home for theft in the fourth degree. Parmenter was later released on a $1,000 bond. A Creston woman reported to police Thursday that sometime overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning, someone stole an HP laptop computer and book from her vehicle. That loss was estimated at $210. Well, the February session of Healthy You will be held next Thursday, February 21st, at the Cass County Health System. The program, called Dizziness, an Inner Ear Perspective, will be presented by Ryan Legg, DPT and CLT. Ryan is a doctor of physical therapy and certified lymphedema therapist who joined CCHS in 2008. In his role as Director of Rehabilitation Services, he specializes in dizziness and spine dysfunctions. The Healthy You will be offered at noon Thursday, February 21st. Healthy You is a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Hospital. You're invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. To reserve your seat, call 712-243-7479. The Iowa Board of Medicine yesterday said 53-year-old Alan J. Shenney, a doctor of osteopathic medicine who formerly practiced family medicine in Mapleton, entered into a combined statement of charges and settlement agreement with the board on February 8th. The board alleges that Dr. Shenney engaged in a sexual misconduct when he sent sexually suggestive text messages to and engaged in sexual relations with a female co-worker for whom he also provided medical care in Mapleton. The board also alleges that Dr. Shenney engaged in sexual harassment in Mapleton when he sent sexually suggestive text messages to two female co-workers, and text messages made the female co-workers feel uncomfortable. Under the terms of the February 8th combined statement of charges and settlement agreement, the board issued Dr. Shenney a citation and a warning and ordered him to pay a $5,000 civil penalty, and the doctor voluntarily surrendered his Iowa medical license. The emergency department at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City is now using an airplane to transport patients who need specialized care for serious injuries or illnesses. The chair of the emergency department, Andrew Nugent, says the airplane gives them more range.
Our helicopter has a range of about 150 miles, and we found that between that and weight restrictions and, you know, weather, it was kind of tough to get to all the patients that really wanted to come to see us.
Dr. Nugent says the propeller-driven airplane has a range of about 700 miles and holds a bigger payload.
We can take extra people and handle patients that have more acute illnesses so they can come all the way to the university.
He says the airplane costs about the same as the helicopter to operate, and it gives him an option for a different type of patient.
We're looking for people that have been stabilized and then need to be transferred to a tertiary center. And whereas the helicopter, a lot of times, will take patients that are actively needing resuscitation or intervention that maybe needs to happen on a much faster basis. But most of these patients that we're moving with the airplane, we can take to the airport, we can transfer back to the hospital safely, and then care for them at the university.
Nugent says they expect the plane to be busy and not just with flights to Iowa City.
We're hoping that it'll be used several times a week, and it won't be used just at the university. There's been a lot of demand for it to be used throughout the Midwest. Some of the Des Moines hospitals want to use it, Omaha. There really isn't a lot of options right now for critical care transport by fixed wing.
He says they also have plenty of need at the U of I.
But I think the primary focus for it, first year anyway, is going to be neonate runs. We'll be moving sick babies, but we definitely can use ICU patients as well.
The black and gold colored hospital planes joins the helicopter service, which began transporting patients back in 1979. A report that ranks the states for their preparedness for public health emergencies places Iowa in the middle of the pack. Iowa scored 4 out of 10 for preparedness for diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. John Arbach, president and CEO of Trust for America's Health, says one category focuses on the immunization level for influenza, and Iowa ranked low on that. That's a marker for how quickly the healthcare system could administer a vaccine in the major outbreak of a deadly epidemic. Arbach says less than half the population that are recommended to get the flu shots get them in Iowa. The report, called Ready or Not, Protecting Iowa the Public Health, also shows Iowa has room for improvement in terms of how well hospitals are prepared for halting the spread of harmful diseases or illnesses. He says that they looked at hospital quality safety measures, particularly with regard to controlling hospital-based infection transference or contagion within a hospital. Arbach says they found a lower percentage of the hospitals that met the national standards for protecting patients. The report grouped the states into 3 performance categories. 17 states are in the upper tier, 20 in the middle tier, and 13 in the lower. Iowa is in the middle tier, in part due to issues with nitrates and other pollutants in our waterways. Arbach says the EPA monitors water quality, that Iowa has some problems at certain places with the state, with regard to that. That's also an area, he says, where as part of emergency preparedness, paying attention to the quality of water is important. The report shows deaths in Iowa due to drugs, alcohol, or suicide are lower than the national average, but adult obesity rate is higher than the norm. 2 key Democrats in the Iowa Senate are proposing adjustments to how private companies manage Iowa's Medicaid program. Senator Amanda Reagan of Mason City said firing the private companies is not an option since Republicans remain in control of the legislature and the governor's office.
Governor Reynolds and the Republican legislature is probably not going to change from having privatized Medicaid. But we still believe there are fundamentally different things that we can do to make this service better.
Democrats in the legislature and the Democratic candidate for governor campaigned last year on returning Medicaid to direct state oversight. Reagan, who manages a soup kitchen in Mason City, is co-sponsoring a bill calling for an independent third party to handle appeals when the private companies deny care or services to Medicaid patients.
We certainly are not going to discontinue advocating for the things we believe in. We're going to stand up for, you know, the importance of giving fair treatment to individuals that are needing the services. We also are concerned about the providers.
Senator Liz Matthes of Hiawatha is co-sponsoring the bill with Reagan. In addition to changes in how Medicaid is delivered through the private companies, it calls on the firms to find ways to expand the number of health care workers in Iowa.
And it doesn't mean by taking someone else's employees that's helping the workforce. It means training people. It means recruiting people into health care occupations, and specifically the more difficult occupations that that help Medicaid patients.
Matthes works for a Cedar Rapids-based nonprofit that provides counseling and other services to children and families. And finally, in area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Department says on or about February 11th at around 2:41 p.m., Adams County Sheriff's Office received information regarding an active warrant from Fremont County on a Trey Perry of Villisca. Deputies went to 2352 Ginkgo Avenue in Brooks, where they knew Perry to be. A search was conducted inside the residence. Perry was located hiding inside of a bedroom closet. He was then charged on Adams County charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts. Perry was transported to the Adams County Jail. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.